Time now for a big Ballarat Today group hug as we talk about the nature of love and how it manifests in work. Love to have Belinda Fife in the studio from the Ballarat School of Philosophy. Hello, Belinda.
Good morning, Brad.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. Well,
there's that word again. In fact, you were saying Ice House, Great Southern Land, is in itself a love song.
Well, it is. If you look at the lyrics of that song, it's a love song to the country.
It is indeed. Hmm. There's lots of stuff we can love.
Hmm.
Our mum. Kids,
hopefully.
Fish and chips, a chocolate cake, as you would probably say. We're
going to get
to all that in just a moment, though. You're going to ask me how my homework went, though, aren't you?
I always do, as you know, Brett. Last time we were together, we were talking about duty. And our homework was to do your duty as prescribed, for to do the duty of another is fraught with danger.
Mm.
So how did you go? Did you remember?
To actually say to you, yeah, I upped my duty count is probably not quite true. To tell you that it was front of mind is absolutely true.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think I mentioned to you last time I kept comparing myself to my wife and her sense of duty and how hers is off the chart and I'm somewhere, you know, down the bottom. So I think I can still improve. And that's
well
thanks
done.
To you, Belinda. You can put your bill in the mail now if you like.
Oh, good. Excellent.
It's probably already on the way knowing you.
Well, as you know, Brett, self-awareness is the first step.
It is indeed. Love today's topic. In fact, when I saw the headline you sent through, I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds interesting. When I started reading about love, the notes you sent through to me, it's just fascinating. In fact, you spend, is it a whole term on this at the school?
We do spend a whole term on this in the school, and then at the end of the term, we usually have a discussion and decide we still don't know what it is. So.
Do they want their money back?
No, not at all.
They're quite happy with that?
Okay. Now, philosophy doesn't actually provide answers. This is something that people think happens.
Yeah, okay.
What it does is provides more questions.
Mm. Okay. Here's a question for you. Mm. I'm sure there's a simple answer. What is love?
I'm so glad you asked.
And?
Not a small question, no. I must say. And something that, again, it's one of these topics in philosophy that is a bit slippery and it's a bit hard to sort of nail down with an actual definition. But it's something that philosophers have contemplated for millennia. So it's one of those really big topics that philosophers come back to time and again.
And do you read the works of some of these philosophers and think, actually, you've nailed it and others are a little off the pace? Or what's your view on what's been written?
Well, philosophers are never very direct people because the idea is that you discover it yourself through their work. And their work points to answers or an answer, but it's often open to interpretation. Mm. So, yeah, anyone who's ever read any Plato knows that he never gives you an answer, he just gives you more questions.
More questions, there's that theme again. Mm. Back to love, look, it is all around, as Wet, Wet, Wet once said. Love songs on the radio. Belinda, they're everywhere. I guess poems would probably count as well.
Absolutely. Poems are a really big one. Romantic comedy movies seem to be fairly popular and have been, let's face it, for decades.
The old rom-com.
That's it.
Yeah.
I could add zombies in that, but anyway, we won't go there. That's okay.
Let's not. Why do you think we're so fascinated by it?
Well, I think it's because everybody has this romantic notion of love that's ideal. You know, it's 100% happy all the time and you never have a bad day, which of course is not true.
No.
You know, we actually live in the real world where there's ups and downs. And the downs are actually where the love comes into its own, because that's the thing that becomes the sustaining force that gets us through the bad times.
Okay. So, Belinda, who can we love? What sort of things are you talking about?
Well, we can obviously love our beloved, so that's the romantic love that we hear about often in the songs.
Mm-hmm.
But our family and friends, our pets are a really big one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people love certain possessions, like a car, for instance. I'm thinking of somebody in particular. Or a favourite piece of jewellery.
Mm-hmm. Or a fuchsia-coloured coat.
Yes, my fuchsia-coloured coat, which
beautiful.
I quite like.
Yes.
Food is another one people often love.
Okay, yeah.
Ideas and even abstract notions like Einstein's general theory of relativity.
That would be you, wouldn't it? You'd be lining up to say, I love you, Einstein, and your
the theory of relativity.
So there's love. There it is in its lots of different forms. How can it be the same thing?
Well, of course, it's not the same thing, but we just happen to have only one word for it in the English language. I rather like what the Eskimos have done in having 40 different words to describe snow, because it comes in various forms. And, of course, it's such a big part of their environment that they need to understand exactly what type of snow they're talking about.
Okay.
So I think the English language could benefit from having a few different words for love.
So it's letting us down.
I think so.
The Eskimos are all over it, but the Greeks also had a mighty fine idea when it came to describing love.
They did. So the ancient Greeks had three words in particular that split love out into a few different categories, I suppose. The first one was eros, which is romantic love or desire. So that's the real passionate, you know, I'm in love with you. It's kind of stuff that you hear about in the songs all the time. Philia, which is about deep friendship or fellowship, a real feeling of brotherhood with, you know, people that you know quite well. And then finally, agape, which is love of humanity and the world.
Agape, that's a familiar word. Wasn't that Condefruiter's daughter?
I think it might have been.
Love of humanity and the world. That's quite a nice name.
Yeah.
Now we line it all up. So the ancient Greeks had it going on, really, with those three different variants, didn't they?
Well, I think it helps us to understand some of the different types of love that there are around.
Now, Belinda, you're telling me that love, you believe, is one of those loaded words. What do you mean by that?
Well, it comes with it. Each person uses the word love differently, and it comes with a certain amount of baggage, connotations and different meanings, depending on what our experience has been in our life, you know. So it means something different to everyone, really.
Okay. When you sent me through the notes for our chat today and you mentioned work and love in the same sentence, I was wondering where you were going with that. But you're telling me that actions actually begin with love. So I guess work is an action, right?
It is, normally. Well, even mental work is an action, but it's just a mental action, you know, as opposed to physical work. So just like happiness is our natural state, and we've talked about that before, so if some of the listeners are saying, what are you talking about? We might have to come back to that one another day.
That's another whole term.
Yeah. Well, it is, actually. Happiness is another term. Actions largely begin in love. And so if you really start to examine an action that you're doing, why are you doing that action? So here's a really mundane example. We get up every day and have a shower. Why do we have a shower? Well, one, you know, we like to be nice to other people so that they don't smell us coming.
Good point.
But there's that's love of the body and of our family, of our co-workers, and love of health.
My goodness. Where have you gone with that? Having a shower can be a love of your co-workers.
Yeah, of course it can.
Yeah, I guess so. What about back to work? Yep. If we go to work, what do we love then?
Well, some people are really lucky because they work in an activity that they actually love.
Yeah.
So that's the ideal.
That's probably what most people think, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right. And that's a form of love that work can take. But for the majority of us, we're probably not in love with what it is that we do. In fact, most jobs have things or tasks in them that people don't find particularly, you know, engaging. Mm-hmm. But they go to work because they love their family and they love the community and they like to be a part of something that's making a difference. So there's a love in there, but you've got to dig a little bit deeper for
it. Yeah. So if you go to work, you earn a dollar, that shows that you love your family, you love your community.
That's it.
Okay. What about, say, if I went to a community event, what am I loving then?
Well, it's love of the community. It could be love of a particular ideology as well, because an event could be around anything. So, you know, we've had Heritage Weekend here in Ballarat, Begonia Festival, all of those kinds of things. So they're all built around the community and helping the economic, you know, status of the city and all of those sorts of things. But they could also be built around a particular interest. So Comic-Con, for instance, is love of the genre as well as
the wacky,
the community. Yeah.
Dressing up in shiny things. I'm talking to Belinda Fife today from the Ballarat School of Philosophy. Belinda, you always come armed with a wonderful quote to highlight what we've been talking about. Who have you got this time?
I've got Khalil Gibran. Now, he was a Lebanese-American writer and poet who lived between 1883 and 1931, so fairly recent, really.
Yeah, I guess in philosophy terms
he's
a youngster.
Positively, you know, a child, really. Yes. And his quote for the day is, "Work is love made visible."
Work is love made visible.
Yes, yeah. It's a really good quote, one that a lot of people find quite challenging, but one that you've got to sit with for a while to really understand.
You're going to add this to your bumper sticker series? It's getting lengthy.
I might need a very long bumper.
So
anyway.
What do you think he's actually saying? Work is love made visible.
So if we work at something that we don't love, perhaps it's the reason why we work. So as I said before, the family and that kind of thing. So work is an activity or an action that we go through that enables us to show ourselves, people that we associate with, our family, that we do have love for them.
You can't possibly set us homework to this thing, can you, Belinda Fife?
Of course I can.
Oh, of course you can.
There's always homework.
What are you going to get us doing?
So as you undertake any kind of action this fortnight, ask the question, why am I doing this? And see if the underlying motivation is love. And if it is, does that change how you do it?
Hmm. Okay. So you could do some stuff where love isn't involved?
I think if you dig deep enough, it's nearly always there.
Oh, really? Okay. Here's one for you. Before the show today, I went and checked my post office box and got a bill out of it. Where was the love there, Belinda?
You enjoyed whatever you got the bill for.
Damn telephone company. Fascinating stuff. If you want to find out more, look up the Ballarat School of Philosophy. Next time, Belinda Fife, what are we going to be talking about?
We're going to have a look at reason. We've looked at reason before, but I'd like to revisit it because it's a really important one. And why is it important in our everyday lives? The virtue of reason.
Okay. Belinda Fife, you've probably seen this coming, but I love your work. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.